Well, after years of singing funk and rock and performing at Electric Picnic, Oxygen and various other festivals, Emer Crehan, who plays under the moniker Emer, went on to release a solo album, Scars, in November 2018 and her second album, Quiver, in 2022. Since then, she's been touring full-time, supporting and duetting with artists like Jack L, of course, from Athy, Mary Coughlan, and more recently, The Coronas. Emer is originally from Dunboyne in County Meath, but living in Kilcock here in Kildare, and she's playing in Maynooth next Wednesday live at St Mary's Church. Emer, welcome to the programme. Good evening to you.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
So over the last couple of years, obviously, you know, music was completely different. You had to learn to adapt, I suppose, and you did so quite well, playing various different online streams and maybe a couple of different shows that had restricted audiences.
Yeah, I was lucky actually. I kind of got a couple of the gaps. There was like a couple of times where you could have limited seating, so I got to do a gorgeous intimate gig in the Moat, and they were very good to me there, and a couple of other small little ones, and some outdoor ones like Sea Sessions and the Strawberry Sessions at Ludlowstown Castle. So it was great to get a couple of outdoor ones in as well.
Yeah, I'd imagine, you know, when you finally got back up on stage after playing online shows, it was quite strange. And even when you were writing music over the last couple of years, not being able to perform them properly and seeing what an audience kind of thought of them must have been difficult.
Yeah, it was actually very interesting at the album launch for Quiver, because the album was a year and a half late coming out, and everybody in the audience knew all the songs already. Yeah. So everybody was singing along to everything, you know, even though, it was a new album, but people had heard the stuff online and at various different gigs for quite a while. So, yeah, it's a strange time.
Yeah, tell me about the album then, Quiver. As I said, you brought out Scars in 2018. There was then a bit of a break before you brought out the next album, but you were releasing singles in between then. Quiver, though, I'd imagine was a long time coming.
Yeah, it was originally meant to come out on the 9th of October 2020. So obviously it got completely delayed and didn't come out then until March 2022. So it was a long time brewing, but it was actually nice. It kind of gave it time to grow and percolate, and we added different things into it in production and stuff that probably wouldn't have gotten added if we had released it when we had planned to. So it was nice to kind of give it a bit more time and for the songs to kind of grow, and it just takes ages and lots of performances before songs really, for me, before songs really find their feet and feel very comfortable. So it was kind of nice as well. It was a different way of doing it, very different way of doing it.
And the album launch was in March, I think, of this year, so not too long ago, to a sold-out Sugar Club. So I'd say that was a good experience as well, to play the songs in full.
Yeah, it was amazing to play them in a full band and with strings and a full audience. And I got to do a second Kildare kind of launch as well in the Riverbank, because I won a bursary with them. They were really supportive. And I got to play as part of that bursary. I got to play with them. And that was really, really nice to do in the Riverbank. Just wasn't that long ago, just there on the 6th of May. So it was really nice to theatre kind of vibe, full band shows. So it was very nice to do after so long with no full band shows.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that bursary then, because obviously the Riverbank Arts Centre is over in Newbridge. They're very, very supportive of musicians and the arts in general. But this bursary was in 2021, wasn't it?
It was in 2021, yeah. And there was... yeah, I just applied for it, and there was kind of a couple of rounds in application process, and then as part of the, they gave me €5,000, which was amazing, towards my album, and a chance to play this gig and any other support that I could. They offered me a rehearsal space, and it was really amazing. They're so supportive in there. They're so nice. Really recommend working with them. They're fab.
This show next Wednesday, it's the first of a series of gigs in the intimate surroundings of St Mary's Church of Ireland in Maynooth that features yourself, also Megan O'Neill from Ballymore Eustace, and an evening of poetry created by Tapasia Narang. These are going to be on different dates, obviously, but yours next Wednesday is the first. You'll have support by Ross A and also Sive Keen. And when I was listening to your album Quiver over the last couple of days, as soon as I heard it, I was thinking, this would really suit a church setting, just for the acoustics. Wow. Your voice.
Thank you. Yeah, I do love churches. I sing a lot of gospel music and sing a lot of weddings and funerals, and yeah, I find myself feeling very at home in that space. And it's just a really nice place to be present and really connected to yourself and to creativity and to the audience. It's very nice. And I'm really excited about working with Ross. I played some gigs with Ross before. He used to be called Ross Breen, and he's changed his name to Ross A, and he's fantastic. polyinstrumentalist, incredible vocalist, really, really brilliant musician. And then Sive Keane is a young person who I came across recently. I've done some support work with her. She's only 14 and she's out busking every weekend and writing incredibly mature music for her age, and it's great to be able to give her a chance to come and play a song or two. So it'll be really nice to have local musicians who are all, you know, really high quality. It's going to be a really, really special night, I think.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely brilliant. As I say, the 1st of June, next Wednesday, 8 o'clock in St Mary's Church of Ireland in Maynooth. Tickets available on ticketstop.ie to see Emer Crehan along with Ross A and Sive Keane. And then in the coming weeks, Megan O'Neill and An Evening of Poetry created by Tapasia Narang. And you can check out the website there for more details on that. Emer, great talking to you. We're going to play the title track from the album Quiver. And this is just one of the songs that you can hear on Wednesday night. Listen, Emer, take care.
Thank you so much. Take care.